Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I'm Courtney from LA, and we're back from our week hiatus.
Yeah, long time no talk.
It feels like it's been forever, really.
Long time no judging.
Yeah, it's really hard to only be judging on Instagram.
It really is, although we're so close, you guys, to the 10K by Labor Day. Labor Day is on Monday. Today is Thursday night. So we have to get, I think, about 400 followers in 4 days.
Yeah, guys. Tell your friends. Help us out. Like, just tell them to follow us for even if it's 24 hours. Like, just till Labor Day.
Just till Labor Day.
Let us hit 10K, and then we will drop back to 5K. We don't even care. We just want to know that we could do it.
Because we have to meet our goals.
Yeah, we have a really good goal for our next goal, but like we can't do that until we hit this one.
Right.
So, just saying.
I never usually reach my goals, so
I know. So this would be monumental.
This would be a big deal.
your bucket list for 2017 would be reached by just doing the one goal.
I'd be done.
Yeah. I think it's great. So let's get us there. And then, like, while you're doing that, just, like, because you don't have enough to do, like, give us a review.
iTunes review.
iTunes review. How do you spell our name, Mary?
Well, on Instagram, it's at two judgy girls, T W O J U D G E Y G I R L S.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
I mean, so I assume that your spelling skills are on par because you're back to school.
You guys, this working thing is not for me. I'm so exhausted.
I mean, we've kind of actually reversed roles. Yes, I was like Summer Courtney for one whole week. And you were just what the rest of us have to do, which is just like work.
Oh my gosh. I'm ready to retire.
How are your children? Are they fantastic? Would you say that they
all day long I just say, I'm not going to talk over you. I'm not going to talk over you. A hush went over the crowd, and then they're all supposed to say hush back.
Do they do that?
Yeah, but then it takes me like five times, and I'm like, that's it. I'm done. Heads down. Heads down. Everyone, your head on your desk right now.
I love it so much. I mean, I think I need to like audit your class one day just so I can see what happens.
Please help me. There's 34 of them and only one of me.
Oh, help. Poor Mary. Help. Summer. That's why we have Summer Mary, is for Teacher Mary to take a break. You need it. You need it.
I mean, did the first week of school I take the Friday off? Yes.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I went to Tahoe.
Oh, I just thought that you worked. I thought you worked and then you still went for the weekend.
No. I took the Friday off. Well, this was the first week of school. I took Friday off.
Oh, it was a rough week. It was a rough week.
They got a sub.
Did you drink rosé?
What did I drink? Oh, yeah.
Among other things.
What did I drink? I had a lot. I like Coors Light when I'm at the beach.
Again, so it's a lake.
Yeah, but you're at a beach at a lake.
This is such a obviously you don't live in you never grew up in Southern California. You don't say you go to the beach. You're at a lake. I don't care if there's sand there.
Well, it's called Sand Harbor Beach on the lake.
All right. Well, and Lou married Tom. Sometimes you're just wrong.
I also, so then this like one day my mom and my aunt, they're like, Saturday morning, we're going to go on this hike to Emerald Bay. And I was like, I don't want to go on the hike. My mom was like, come on, go on the hike. I'm like, nah. And then my dad and I went to the Hyatt and gambled at 10 a.m. instead.
You have a few drinks there too.
But I had a Bloody Mary and I played for 2 hours and I broke even. So I was like on a high.
I was like, isn't that the best feeling?
I was like, Dad, I paid for 2 hours. I had two Bloody Marys and I didn't lose any money.
And that was a good goal for you. You achieved that goal.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow. You were really achieving things starting in September. Or I guess, are we in there yet? I guess this is the last day of August. It's my dad's birthday today.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rusty. Anyways, moving on. He's a huge listener. He loves this podcast. And by love, he calls it, he doesn't even know what a podcast is. And he says that he will never pick anything over his SiriusXM.
So, well, my mom calls it my blog.
I was like, do you mind telling us the story?
That's a really embarrassing story. So I was like with my entire family and we took some photos on my phone and my aunt like was going through my phone and she came upon a picture that I sent Courtney of Bethany Frankel. It was like a picture from her softcore porn that I sent Courtney of her like kissing another girl. And it's like so 90s and weird. My aunt was like, what is this? I was like, I like got so red and embarrassed. I felt like they thought I was like a lesbian and like had like porn on my phone.
Found your secret. They know what you are as a secret. Like you don't have to be a secret anymore. If you're a lesbian, we're happy for you.
It was so horrifying. My mom's like, what is going on? She's like, you got to get a new hobby. Enlighten yourself.
But you don't understand. Bethany did a softcore porn. Now she has a 6-year-old daughter. And Ramona brought it back up again because she wanted to know if Diane Sawyer came to the school to check out Bryn and make sure she was okay.
I mean, thank God you get me.
I get it. I mean, I had family in town and they were asking about it and they're like, oh, how can we listen? And I said, absolutely not. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, let's just say I don't need anybody in my family listening to this. Like, nobody. If you have a high opinion of me, it will go severely down.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, like, waiting for my work to find out and get fired.
Which you would probably love. Then you could be year-round married.
Oh, that wouldn't be good for anybody.
No, it would not. It would be frightening. Okay, let's go into some news here. So,
well, the hot ahead. News is that Luann is sitting down with Andy. Mm-hmm. It will air on Wednesday, September 6th. And I'm just really anticipating this because I love that it's not in the clubhouse.
Is this at her Hamptons home?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's just going to be like super cash, like the girls having wine and just spilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to be really comfortable because it's on her home turf where Carol met Adam in her kitchen.
Oh my gosh. I'm wondering if she's, I feel like she's one, she's going to play the victim card, right? Like she was blinded by love. She couldn't see what the other girls were seeing because behind closed doors, Tom was just a different person. And like she had to find by watching the show.
I think a little bit like maybe could he be a sex addict?
Ugh, what is he? Who is he? Lord Disick?
Yeah, I feel like she's going to just be like, he couldn't keep the snake in his pants.
Yeah, get that eggplant emoji out of here.
Yeah, and I also heard that he is waiting for this interview to be released before he does anything. And as of right now, he's really trying to take the high road.
But
and
he was AKA caught
at the Regency with Missy.
Yeah, he was caught out with Missy at the – it's like, Tom, pick a new spot. But that's just how much he does not care. He's like, I'm going to the Regency. I'm going to make out with girls in the bar. And I'm going to bring Missy there.
I heard he like really, I heard that he goes for like super wasted girls.
Well, yeah, you know, all the Toms seem to, any Bravo Tom. We've got Ravenel too.
Yeah, true.
They just go for the wasted. I mean, it's like the lowest hanging fruit, you know?
Wait, I also heard, speaking of Southern Charm.
Oh, you guys, we're going to take
our campaign worked.
We're going to take full
Landon
credit.
Worked.
Ban Landon. She is not, word on the street, she is not returning for next season. Season 6, yes. Is that what it is? She's not returning.
Yeah.
5, and 6, then whatever. Guys, no, this is like the most exciting thing.
We, our dolphin hosts worked. No, no sea creatures allowed on this show.
No sea creatures unless you're a starfish. No, too far, too much of a reach. Well, whatever. Landon's gone, and now we'll just have to do weekly check-ins on Trover.com.
Wait, I also feel like that, like, Bethany Frankel would almost be, like, a starfish in bed. Just, like, lie there, be like, just do it. Just do me. Get it done.
Do it. Do it. I've got a skinny girl meeting at 3:30. So just get it in, get it done, go around, make me feel great. Don't make me feel great. I don't care. Just like, let's go, Dennis. Come on, Dennis. Dennis. And then Ramona's like, just go down on me, please.
I will not return the favor. I'm a Catholic girl.
But you can put it in my butt.
No, she didn't admit to that.
Well, she talked about what she did in high school, which she was talking about how she was a Catholic girl in high school. And I'm like, you know she put it in her butt. You know she did.
Because that's not sex.
She's like, oral sex. And I was like, and anal. She's like, I only had sex with that. The sex is with the vowels, oral and anal. Vaginal was a no-no, and I waited till Mario.
Okay.
Also, it's like, are they or aren't they? Jax and Brittany. Now they're together.
Well, now she's the following show's him premiered.
I still refuse to watch it because I have way too many shows to catch up on. I can't.
I watched.
Give us a brief.
I mean, it's only 30 minutes, which is AKA 22 minutes. Honestly, she looks so fat, like her double chin is crazy on this.
She should have done the show now when she's like dropped all
exactly,
this weight.
Exactly. And I mean, they're just like hicky and
they're like the real simple life. Like they're trying to create that kind of deal where it's like, bring the city boy to the South.
Exactly, exactly. They're very religious, like no alcohol. Jax is sneaking alcohol. That's an alcoholic, by the way. Yeah. Like, he's also snuck alcohol into places.
He's like, give me that moonshine. You guys got any cocaine?
He's like, that's how I'm losing all my weight.
He.
Brittany, let's go to Sweat Garage.
He's got, I need some shook for the bugs.
Pass me a line.
She's like, I don't usually drink margaritas, which is why I fell into the bush. Are you kidding? Jesus Christ.
I get the smoker's cough when I pretend to smoke.
She's really in character right now. Wait, by the way, so this week I went to go see the Pageant of the Masters, which if you guys are ever in Laguna during the summer, you should go. It's wonderful. They recreate famous paintings and put life, and they make it life size and put people in it. Anyways, besides the point, the real thing was, and nobody in the car understood when I had to stand a little extra second at the red light to take the photo, I drove by the quiet woman.
The Q-dub!
The Q-dub! I did not see Kelly Dodd, as I assumed she was on a boat.
True.
However, it was not what I expected. It's just like on a strip, like it's very small. The front of it, and it's connected to two other buildings. So it's not a standalone restaurant. Like there's like a store on each side of it.
Oh, well, I did notice it was established in 1965.
Yeah, that's when women were still quiet.
Wait, you know what I hate? One of my pet peeves is what? When it's like you go to a restaurant and it's like established 2012. I'm like,
why don't you put that up 40 years from now?
Yeah. I hate that.
They're like, established just yesterday, grand opening.
Yeah. Established 2018. It's not even open yet.
Okay. Also, Erica and Dory seem to be friends now.
I don't like that. They went on a joyride. I saw that.
I don't like it. Dory does not deserve friends. She and PK and Jagger.
PK has lost weight. PK has lost weight too. Do you think he's at Sweat Garage with Jax?
Nope. I think he's doing the cocaine as well in the bathroom.
with Jagger home?
You think I would do cocaine with Jagger in the next room? Yeah, bitch, we do. Why didn't you invite Rinna?
Well, I'm like a little concerned because obviously I'm Team Rinna, and I'm just like, who's her gal? Who's gonna be her alliance and Eileen's her ally gone. This season?
She's gonna kiss Kyle's butt, I bet.
I think.
So there's that new blonde one, who's John Cougar Mellencamp's daughter, and she seems like she'll either fit in with Dory or Erica, or maybe the three blondes will take over, and it'll be blonde versus brunette this year.
And also, Ren is getting, like, other work. She's going to do an appearance on that show, The Middle.
Is that show still on?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, she's, like, doing an appearance.
Well, good for her. She's like, Harry Hamlin doesn't have to work another day in his life because I've supplied our income with dusters from QVC, and I have a guest starring role on The Middle.
And I wear Depends.
Oops, I crap my pants. But don't worry, I got $1 million for doing this.
I mean, I would wear Depends for $1 million.
Yeah, I would ship my pants for a full, like,
you're like $10,000.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm like,
not
wait,
even probably like, 1,000.
Honestly, like if I just didn't have to work another week, like I could do it. I'd be okay with it.
Totally.
Yeah, I would document it. Well, you have to document it for like the money, you know.
Totally.
I'd like okay. I'd Big Brother myself 24/7 feed just live of me.
Okay, moving on.
Anyways, oops, I crap my pants. And you know what else is crap? This season of The OC.
Okay, I actually liked this episode a little bit more because there was kind of like a rainbow at the end of this episode.
Are you talking about Megan King Edmund's eyewear? Or eyeshadow, her makeup, or her face mask that she put on.
No. Well, let's start from the beginning. That basically,
first off, I am Shannon. Get a fucking divorce.
Yeah, it's
She's
bad.
Like, David's made working out his number one priority. And I was like, you know what? Lydia made a good point tonight. Lydia's like, he could be doing something else that's worse. It's like, yeah, but he probably is also fucking other women because you're a disaster and no one wants to be around you, fatty. Well, she comes to dinner with Tamara and Eddie. She's like, you guys, I lost 4 pounds. Give me the seafood tower.
But that was like low calorie.
She's just the Kathy comic always, and I can't ever take her seriously. I can't stand her now. And I'm like, you know what? If you want to get skinny and you want your husband to, like, want you, go do a Spartan race.
It is kind of weird that she's so against these Spartan races. It's like, yeah, you could definitely bond over this. It's like, first of all, Shannon, you're the number one person that needs to be doing a Spartan race.
Yeah.
And, yeah, David's clearly trying to
distance himself. So why don't you?
Well, he's clearly trying to, like, put his sociopathways to a stop by working out.
Right.
Which, by the way,
do you think I wonder if he has, like, an addictive personality. And so instead of, like, having a vice of, like, drinking or having sex or whatever it is, he's, like, now, you know, putting all of his energy to working out.
Okay. I'll buy into that.
Yeah.
But wait, speaking of sociopaths, I started watching the A&E Lacey Peterson story.
How is that?
Amazing.
Okay. So I have it recorded on DVR. And when I actually get time to check, to like sit there and watch it, I'm like super excited.
Oh, you're going to enjoy. Oh, well, I knew a lot of the facts already.
Well, of course, because you're, remember, guys, she's obsessed with Scott Peterson and says hello to him every day on her drive-in tour.
No, well, only the days that I work out.
Oh,
because right. It's not as far as my work. So,
and did you work out today?
I was supposed to. I go to Courtney and go, okay, I'm going to work out. Then I'll call you after. I got all sidetracked. I ended up having a margarita instead.
But I think that's better because, you know, it's like, be a Shannon.
Yeah.
Just don't work out. But we'll just complain about how fat we are in general. She's like, oh, God, the scale. Oh, my body weight is down. It's like by 0.5. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Shannon, that's great. That's great.
No, I feel like I think she's going to blow us away for the reunion.
I hope so. But also what Shannon does is now, and I said it before, she keeps buying these tall shoes. But she still can't walk in them.
None of those women should be wearing the heels they wear.
No, when Peggy and Shannon, like, met, I was like, they are literally, like, yin and yang of their color choices. Like, one was wearing a black top and white with, like, 7-inch wedges. And the other one was wearing, like, white and black. And, like, this is just not a good look for any of you. I'm not into it.
No, they're all tacky OC people.
And Shannon is so, like, trying to avoid her actual, like, demise of her marriage is that she's now getting involved in everything else. So she's like, Peggy, Tamara was very upset with you. And Peggy's like, I don't care, Shannon. Get over it.
No, Peggy kind of made me laugh this episode. Her and Deco and the butterfly. I live start doing that at restaurants.
What was that? She's like,
that was
Deco,
so funny.
I got the funny joke. Do the butterfly. Like, if she says it like stone face, where you're like, I don't know what's happening. I don't. And then when the waitress took the knife away. It was like
so good.
And then when she's like, so good. When you've been married for 21 years, it's not easy. Sometimes you have to do butterfly at dinner. And I was like, have you been married for 21 years though? We don't know.
Yeah, we're not sure because apparently they're divorced, but we don't know. But wait, what's the deal with the BRCA gene or not? I'm so confused.
I test for BRCA gene. It's negative. I go to MRI. It's positive. I get the checkup after. Negative. I say, take my boobs off.
Well, like, no, I'm genuinely confused.
I mean, I feel like she was just kind of doing what Angie Jolie did, you know, where it was like, it might not have anything, but, you know, just get rid of it just in case. She did some, like, Instagram posts where she tried to explain it, but honestly, I couldn't, like, take it seriously because I kept reading it in the voice I've given her.
Right.
And so, but well, I think they said they did find a mass and, like, part of it was cancerous.
So she was just being proactive.
Yeah, so I think so. But, like, but I also just laughed when she's like, Shannon, Move on. You think with emotion. I think with my head. And Shannon's like, what? If you don't have emotion, what do you have?
No, poor Shannon.
No, I don't feel bad for Shannon. I know you're team Shannon. She's so annoying. She should not be on this show.
I need her one more season. I need Tamara. Bye-bye. You blocked me on Instagram.
Yeah.
People try to tag us in their they'll send us photos.
They're like, post unavailable.
They'll be like, I don't understand why it's not going through. I'm like, because she blocked us. She literally won't even let us look at her Instagram. Like, get over yourself.
But you know who didn't block us and follows us? The Gumbelsons. And why you guys, they can always say.
Brianna, like, comments on us, and I, like, immediately text Courtney. I'm like, Mama, oh, my God, Brianna, talk to us again. Brianna, talk to us. I'm going to write back.
You guys,
like,
Mary's obsession with Brianna. She, like, Brianna, like, will tag her husband, and Mary's like, I'm going to write her back a comment right now. Like, Brianna, do you like the hashtag we said? We know you know best. And, like, oh, God, what a way to alienate people. We're trying to be the cool girls here.
I'm just, like, kissing Brianna's ass.
Like, kissing it. Like, you love her. But you love her. You've always really liked Brianna.
Yeah.
And Brianna's voice great. Especially what voice she of reason. What did she say today? On Monday night?
She's like, just take some fire small shots and be friends.
Yeah. She's like, there's a lot of ingredients in this shit recipe. And I love when she tells Vicky, she's like, yeah, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. And then Vicky's like, the Bible says forgiveness 7 times 777. And then I was like, Tamara, I'm going to punish you. And then, oh, my God, like all these things. And I'm like, poor Brianna.
Yeah.
It must be tough having.
I just wish she was a full time housewife. She's like not getting. I wonder, Andy, how much do you pay her?
She for sure gets paid too. She should just be a housewife because she's basically the same age. She's the same age as Megan.
She's the same age as Megan, yeah.
Lydia's only 36.
Oh, God. She has got to go.
She did not bother me this episode. I also was, like, laughing when Doug was showing the video or the picture to his kid. And the kid's the like, Spartan race. You're going to die in a fire. And Lydia's like, could you not show him that? And he's like, all those kids' haircuts, by the way.
No, I think it's really funny that he was so worried.
That's right. Like, well, that and didn't she like, say thinking... that he's the worst of the three of them, that middle kid?
Yeah.
Like, he's so sensitive and needy.
Right, right.
And then he's like, Mom, I just care about you a lot, Mom.
I know. That was sad.
It was really sad.
And then
she
thought he was a prophet. And then was like...
Like, maybe I shouldn't jump over that.
Predicting the future.
And then all I was thinking is when they were doing that race is, like, that when they came up on the fire, I was like, if that's the last thing, like, I think my legs would give out on me and I might fall in that fire. I wonder
how long mileage that is.
A Spartan race?
Yeah. I think it's just, like, an obstacle course that's, like probably
five miler?
Oh, my God, less.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. Wait, were you impressed with Lydia? I thought she did really great. Okay.
They have a rocking bod. Come on.
A Spartan sprint is 3+ miles of obstacle racing, 20+ obstacles. The Spartan super is 8+ miles of racing plus 25 obstacles. The Spartan beast is 13 miles plus 30+ obstacles.
No, they like did the 3 mile.
The beast is 26 miles plus 60 obstacles.
No, they definitely did the 3 mile one.
Yeah,
I think so. I could do it.
I don't think I could.
I would
go on a romantic vacation with my husband if he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Fucking Shannon.
Okay, let's not forget. Ugh. The first season, David and Tamara, or David.
No. Oh, Freudian slip. Yeah.
David and Shannon were on. They had never gone out on an overnight.
Well, now I'm thinking that Shannon exaggerates. Now that I've known her for this song, I think she exaggerates just a little bit.
Okay, but still.
And he's like, probably taking his mistress on vacation.
Remember, she had to drink
vacation.
Her vodka to sleep with her husband? Like, she was so nervous to sleep with him because it had been so long.
And then she couldn't understand why he was having an affair.
Yeah, it's
like. He's like, Shannon. She's like, top of the morning, David! He's like,
wait, okay. The sad thing is the shirt that she was wearing is from Ann Taylor Loft. I have it in gold.
like, wait, you have to wear it. We need to post an Instagram of a side by.
But hers is green. Mine's like completely gold. But I just kept on Ireland last year. It was so much shorter and like smaller. Like it was like shorter on her body. I was like, oh,
wait,
that didn't
she wore
shrink. You got bigger.
Oh. And she's like, top of the morning. I thought I'd wear it again. I was like, oh my god. And then Megan had her rainbow, like, yeah, like Ninja Turtles, like, you right, know, right. They're like things. And then Kelly came in, like, Kelly, they must be so freaking rich because she had rainbow Valentinos.
Wait, Kelly and Megan were wearing the same shoes.
No, I think, no, Megan had like some sort of sandal heel on.
Oh, they looked the same.
Maybe, but either way, like, they must be so stinking rich to wear, to buy rainbow Valentinos, because how often are you wearing a rainbow Valentino?
I really like Kelly's style.
Yep, she's Kelly God.
I do like her.
I love Kelly.
And I like
Kelly.
That she used to live in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I think she went to the Balbo Cafe just like me.
Maybe that's where she found Michael.
Twins! You know what? I'm going to write to her and ask.
I bet she will answer you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Why don't you just do it now, so in case she responds while we're taping this?
No problem, because guess what? I forget all the time if I don't do things right away.
It's, you know, old age.
Like, literally.
But, okay.
Past 30.
So I liked, even though this will be short-lived because we saw previews for next week, I liked that Shannon and Kelly, like, kind of made up, and I wish that they would stay made up, because I think that they would actually, like, if Shannon, like, I think Kelly would let Shannon get a little bit loose and, like.
They're the same. They both overdrink.
They are not the same, because Shannon is nuts and I love Kelly.
No, they both overdrink. They're both super opinionated. They both live off their husbands and don't work.
I think Shannon has family money.
Okay, I also got to thinking about how David's mom hates Shannon so much.
Mm-hmm. And?
Like, just.
Do you think it's because, like, Shannon, maybe, like, David's mom worked hard and Shannon doesn't do anything, but Shannon also comes for money, so she doesn't have to do anything? Like, I wonder if, like, maybe David just works because he just wants to be away from Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
Men like to work.
Yeah. Me too.
Women don't.
I don't. I don't at all.
Maybe we just, I like doing, like, this.
Today, can I tell you what my day was today?
Yeah,
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow. So today, like, I went to the mall.
You wedding prepped.
I wedding prepped. Yesterday, I got a wax, which, you guys, I have not had a wax in quite a while.
Oh my God, she texted me right away. She's like, have you ever been sugared?
Oh, I thought you said Kelly Dodd wrote back right away. I was like, what? I got sugared yesterday, you guys. I was not prepared. It was a little bit painful. A little bit painful. Anyways, today
A coffee right before?
No, I did not, actually. I should have had Advil, though. I didn't really think about it. I was originally going in for my legs, and then I just didn't. Anyways, besides the point, today I went to the mall. I went to Nordstrom, got myself a new pair of sunnies. Then I went and got my lashes done. Then I went and got a spray tan. Then I just, like, watched some TV, and I was like, yeah.
Why don't I
get paid for this shit?
Yeah.
Like, it was lovely.
We want to be I told Courtney this week, I was like, I want to be the fat Jewish and get paid to party.
Yeah, except, but we don't want to be fat.
No.
Like,
no.
We will rep skinny tea, flat tummy tea.
For sure.
And I'll shit my pants all day long wearing Depends from the flat tummy tea to get skinny.
It comes full circle.
Wait, speaking of flat tummy tea, should we just jump over to Bachelor in Paradise and get it over with?
No.
You want to wait?
I think we should do the reunion.
Okay.
New York reunion.
Okay.
Because I actually have a lot to say about BIP.
Oh, okay. Wow, yeah. Guys. This is the first, because usually we just hate The Bachelor.
We'll
get into it. Okay, anyways. Next week it looks like Shannon and Kelly hate each other again because Kelly tells Megan to go be with her kid. Did you see that preview?
Yeah, and they're all dressed like men.
Yeah, when they go to Mary's. Remember,
I'm pretty excited about that.
You told me I had to go there and I had plans and you got mad at me.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But I've gone to Hamburger Mary's before and I feel like it was with you.
Probably. Yeah. I'm sure it was when Summer Mary was in town at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, on to the reunion. I am so sad that New York is over.
I had so much fun watching them watch back Mexico.
Oh, my God. Like, they were cracking dying. Luann, like, Luann is MVP this season.
Yes. Luann!
Like, I wish that none of this Tom stuff had happened because she was such a, just a stellar star this season. Except that we had to deal with her rose, which is probably now her thorn.
We'll find out everything next Wednesday.
Oh,
Bravo should be freaking plugging us. We plug them.
Yeah. Andy, we know you're listening.
I'll be a guest bartender soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want a vodka tonic? You got it. Yeah. That's about all I know how to make.
He likes a fresca. The fresca. Yeah, fresca.
Tequila and fresca, you got it.
Yeah.
So we started talking about anal.
They just kicked it off, and she was like, Topper was not happy with that.
And then Topper's like, I'm getting married.
Yep. Topper is getting married.
Was that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Tinsley, though, her and Scott are going all the way.
I agree. I thought it was hilarious when Sonia was like, I think I was allergic to Harry's sperm.
She's like, but condoms have spermicides, so maybe it was that. And I was like, Sonia, just fucking stop talking.
You know she doesn't use condoms.
No, she raw dogs for sure. She puts it in her butt, too.
Yeah.
Remember when she's like, Carol wrote me a 3-page apology.
I mean, how many?
How many pirates have been getting that booty? Pirates in the booty. I'll be here all night.
Pirates in the booty, but then also, like, how many, like, threesomes do you think she's had?
Oh, plenty.
Ménage à trois.
She's just like, Frenchie keeps bringing, he keeps saying it's the maid, but somehow she's making the bed while we're hooking up in it. And I think sometimes it just slips in. And she's like, ooh la la, oui, oui.
Do you think he's the actor?
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates.
with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out, because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Oh yeah, he's an actor. Yeah. For sure.
Well, I really tried to look at it. He even has resume online. It didn't say anything.
Was he on IMDb?
Not that I saw.
Oh, interesting. They all think he's an actor. I mean, his name is Edgar Vaudeville. That's a very, like, actor name. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, so the Tinsley and Sonia fight, I felt bad for Tinsley because I was like, Sonia's never going to get it. She's like, Tinsley was not doing what she said, so I was punishing her. Oh, she put
I think I got it. I know I got it. Okay. I do adore Sonia.
Okay. And explain it.
Based on some comments, I think people don't want Tinsley back, although I would like to see her back.
This cast was perfect and they should definitely bring Tinsley back, especially now that she's like happy with Scott. She's not such a basket case.
Yeah.
So she's drinking those Tito's at 8 a.m. because she wants to, not because she has to.
Right. Well, yeah. She doesn't. I mean, who likes the taste of alcohol? It's the effects.
Obviously, the girl after my own heart.
I know. People were like, thought that was so disturbing. I was like,
I was like, have you gone to college?
Who likes alcohol?
Yeah.
For taste.
It's like, if I take a shot, it's not for the taste.
No. I mean, so give me a buttery shard. Give me a Rombauer or a ZD and I'll be a happy girl. But okay. Going back. So Sonia.
Yeah.
She was being the overbearing mama because Tinsley came in and said, like, I'm looking for a nice guy. I want to be married. I want to have babies. And so she was, like, trying to keep her accountable, but she was just doing it in weird passive-aggressive ways.
You didn't get me a drink at the bar. We live together. I was like, what?
I love Luann. She was like, yeah, they live together. She's not your slave. Like,
and Sonia was like, what?
I'm not an intern. I'm a friend.
I felt bad for Tinsley. I felt bad.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I think Sonia really was, like, trying to...
She had, maybe, you think she had good intentions, but didn't execute it well.
Yes.
Well, she should have just had a talk and said, hey, Connor and Tinsley, you're both my children. One's an intern and one is a house guest. I want you guys to succeed. And we're going to write a list down, and we're going to take that list, and we're going to put it into action.
I would like to sit down and make a list with Sonia Morgan.
I would be so curious about what would actually be on the list. Glasses or not? 5'10 or taller?
Oh, yeah. Mine would be over 6 feet.
No, I know. I'm saying I wonder how she would be doing the list. Like, I feel like she wouldn't be like, she's like when she was doing it before, she's like, you like tech guys? Tech, it's all the rage these days. All the kids are in tech.
Right.
I don't know. I just wasn't, I just.
But like, I want her to do my list with me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Maybe what she should, you know how Omaze does, like, they auction off, like, time with actors on sets or whatever? Have you heard of that? Oh, there's this company called Omaze. Anyway, Sonia should do, I will write you a list and then auction off for who wins it. Just think about it.
I just want to sit down and have a heart to heart with her and her help me make my list.
Should we do it at the Regency?
Absolutely.
And then, but like dinner at Boutique, obviously.
Yeah, this is our holiday trip to ourselves.
Oh, holiday. Okay. Yeah, so Mexico was like great. Bethany's face though, when she like overexerts her smile, I'm like, you were frightening. You look like the Joker.
Well, I love how, like, when she was bawling, like, I'm just so embarrassed sometimes with my success. She was like, oh, my God, I look like such an ass. Like, I like that that was a redeeming moment for
her. She was an ass because nobody's jealous. Maybe Ramona is, like, the only one. Maybe Sonia a tad. But, like, Dorinda
Oh, my
like,
God, the jab, the Ramona jab. She's like, I mean, I'm a self-made woman by 30. She was a self-made woman at 37. And it's like, dude, like
Bethany, but let's talk about how much each of you have made.
Exactly.
Realistically, like, Bethany's probably, you know, more self-made.
And then I love how she, like, she is so, like, sticks to her gun. She's like,
Bethany or Ramona? Well, both, actually.
Ramona. She's like, well, I was genuinely concerned about Brynn. And she, like, is showing receipts. She's like, that was the first thing I thought about. On Avery's life. On my roommate's life. On my roommate's life.
Did she really say that?
No.
Oh, I was like, shut up.
But she said on Avery's life.
Oh, my God.
But they are roommates. So,
that's great.
And
but she did not actually and then, worry about Brynn.
And then I loved how Andy was like, now, I know you're not going to like this, but were you on Xanax?
Oh, yeah. And she's like, I don't take pills. And I like the skinny girl margarita with the stuff on top. The stuff on top. The stuff on top. We're like, yeah, we got it, salt.
Wait, have you ever drank with Xanax? I've never taken Xanax.
No, but let me tell you what a good mixture is.
Okay.
I heard from a friend. Mm-hmm. Benadryl. Benadryl will get you. My friend told me that one time she took a Benadryl.
I would just fall asleep.
No. Well, maybe.
Because that's what I take on Sunday nights to sleep, Bennies.
Just pop a Benny.
Pop a Benny. Or, like, Saturday mornings when I feel nauseous, I pop a Benny as well. It helps with nausea.
Oh. Well. Okay. Anyway, so Benadryl.
Benadryl and drinks.
I've had Benadryl and I've had drinks because I've had a really bad allergic reaction, but then I also need to party.
Right. Wait, is this when you went on the date and had hives?
Nope. Oh, wait. I did take something for that. I did get a little loopy. No, remember when I came up for a long, like it was like maybe like 5 years ago for Beta Breakers when we did our Peter Pan theme. And I was
Yes, I was Wendy.
Yep, and I got stuck with John the brother.
You guys, we have a great photo of this.
Have you guys ever been, if you ever get to San Francisco in May, there's a marathon called Beta Breakers, where it's literally Beta Breakers, but what the entire town does that doesn't run it is dress up in costume, and you just go from like house to house of people you don't know, and you're just, it's just like a huge like city party. So so with our group of friends, we all decided to do Peter Pan theme. Well, I wasn't on by my phone when all the texts were going about out about who was claiming who, and the only one left was John the brother with the top hat.
So yeah, we were siblings.
Yeah, so Mary,
I was Wendy.
So Mary's like all adorable with her hair like in pigtails and like, you know, in her cute little dress and Mary Jane.
Oh, it was no, I literally bought on Amazon a grandma's muumuu, but I put a like a bow around it, so it ended up like turning out really cute. But really, what it was a grandma's muumuu.
Mary, I was wearing a top hat.
It wasn't that bad. You guys, if you want to see it, we'll direct message it to you. Like,
yeah, just ask us about it.
Because we got on this person's like ledge, balcony, yeah, and like pretended like we were flying. But it doesn't, it's just dumb.
Whatever happened to Cody?
He got married this weekend.
Wow. Okay, that's TMI. Story. Sorry, yeah, guys. He was our Michael. That's all.
Yeah, that's why.
Anyways, okay. BIP. So, shall we?
Let's talk Dallas. I watched a few episodes.
You guys, why haven't we been on this Dallas train sooner, though?
So I'm not completely hooked.
Season one, not so great. This new season, though. Okay, so originally what it was season one, they decided after it was taped to make it into a Real Housewives show. So originally it was supposed to be about the charity scene in Dallas, which is why there's so much talk of charity.
Oh, okay.
So are you watching season one right now?
No.
Oh. Okay. Anyway.
I watched like three episodes the other day.
So word on the street is that it was going to get canceled after one season because it wasn't that great. Don't quote me, but I've read a few articles. If any of you can tell us and or confirm, none of these ladies are getting paid this season.
Oh,
they decided to take no pay in order to get a season two. Which,
oh, interesting.
I think they are working their asses off because we've got Leanne Locken, who's nuts.
Oh, she commented on us.
Yes, she's...
We made her day.
Yeah, we made her day, but I think she's just kind of like a low-rent Lisa Rinna.
So, and she did the Two-Face costume, yes, for Halloween. So, I saw those previews. That was pretty brilliant to me.
Well, no, because what it was is, so Brandy and Stephanie in season one were best friends, and they've been best friends for years because, and their husbands are best friends.
Okay, I saw like one episode, but what is wrong with Brandy's eyebrows? What did she do?
So Brandy went to Carrot Top's doctor.
Yeah, like, it's insane.
Also, she wears way too much mascara and eyeliner that you can't even see her eyeballs. She looks like a straight-up alien. It's not a good look on her. But she used to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Her and Stephanie used to be best friends, and now they're not because Stephanie wrote in a blog that she was seeing a fight basically happen between Brandy and her husband, and she was saying, like, I had to just sit back and watch, and it was like a train wreck, the situation. I felt bad. Well, Brandy was like, she said my marriage is horrible, whatever, needed to give herself a season storyline, you know? So now this season, this episode, they've now made up. Brandy actually, and Brandy seems like she's been on Xanax this whole season. Well, come to find out, Brandy had a miscarriage. Very sad.
Oh, okay.
Very sad. So anyways, Brandy and Stephanie meet up. But Leanne is not a fan of this because Brandy was hanging out with Leanne.
And Leanne had to go to anger management classes.
Oh, Leanne has a therapist. It's great. So anyway, so now Stephanie is throwing this Halloween party this week.
And Stephanie's husband just bought an $8.5 million house for $5.1 million. And it has a pool in the living room.
Which, what the hell?
I saw that episode.
But it better be a sea salt pool, because if that is chlorine, that house is going to stink. And a masturbating toilet.
Yes.
I'm curious. I'd like some.
You try. You try.
No, I mean, I don't want to try it. I just would like to hear.
Well, gosh, now you're trying depends after you're going to have to use that.
Oh, to wash my butt.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So, So then you've got, so Leanne shows up to Stephanie's house as Stephanie, who is two-faced.
Yeah, that is bold. That's too bold.
And so Travis figures it out. Travis is Stephanie's husband. And Travis is like, Stephanie,
that... He also looks like he has weird eyebrows in his head.
He looks like a really fat Adam Devine.
Who's that?
Workaholics.
Still don't know.
Oh my gosh. Can you look him up? Like, he's from The Intern.
Yeah.
Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yes, okay, right? He's like that. a fat version of him, right?
Okay.
But I also, like, weirdly love him. You guys, I'm also...
Oh, God. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession. I'm so embarrassed.
You think someone's hot that's ugly, okay? Tell us.
I think Mark Duver's hot.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, the plastic surgeon guy. He's bald and he's Carrie's husband and he's not hot, but I kind of think
he's hot. Like a type A personality.
Yes, he does. He is jealous of his own daughter hanging out with his wife.
Okay.
Wow. He's like, Carrie's like, do you want to watch how me and Zuri eat a green bean and they like Lady of the Tramp style of it? And he is like,
disgusted.
He's so grossed out. He's like, bitch, fill my wine glass.
Oh my God.
Anyways. Deandra is a good addition. She's rich as fuck.
I saw her with like Spanish classes with her children.
No, that's Cameron.
Oh, sorry.
Cameron is the Elle Woods. And they all keep saying she's smart, but she's like definitely not. But her kid is a genius and it speaks fluent Espanol. Mm-hmm. And Cameron does this.
Cervezas. Me gusta mi chichis.
And she's like, hey. Also, her kids' names are Hilton and Cruz. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is where these kids were conceived. In a Hilton hotel and on a cruise ship. That is what I'm going with.
Oh my God, yes.
Totally. I have no idea if it's true, but I'm like, why would you name your kids that?
Yeah.
Stephanie's son also named Cruz. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Besides the point.
How do they spell that? C-R-U-Z?
That's how Stephanie spells hers. The other one is literally like a cruise ship. That's why I think they were conceived. They were named after where they were conceived. But Cameron, they're like, Cameron is so smart. She's like, I want to start a pink dog food company. She's like, honey, husband, give me some money for a company. He's like, I think you should find other investors.
He's like, hell no. No one cares about pink dog food.
He hates her.
Yeah.
Hates her. And their kid is like, she's like, hey, kid, how should I say Yo Quiero Polo Taco? I'm like, come on, guys. This is not a smart person.
No.
But yeah, Deandra married a hot guy. He might be one of the hottest husbands.
Okay.
Check him out.
So you're saying I should watch?
Yes. Guys, I'm on board with all of you. Mary will be jumping on.
I will.
I want you to watch.
This whole working thing just kind of got into my week.
Yeah. It's like ruining your day. It's like, who wants to spend 10, 11, 12 hours somewhere that's not in front of a TV? Maybe
my work days aren't that long.
You need to like teach like a college course and it'll be like the psychology of the Real Housewives where you could show weeks episodes.
Well, I took the history of television at San Diego State.
They had that.
That was a class. That was the history of primetime television.
I never took that. I only took surfing and bowling. And I hated both of them, so I just bribed him with food at the end, and I got AIDS.
I also took a class about AIDS, and I literally, like, got so scared. Like, I was like, I have AIDS.
Yeah. Did you get tested? You're good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Phew! Crisis averted.
Okay.
But you know what? You know AIDS is probably in the pool over in Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, my gosh. Like, okay.
Let's discuss. So,
I miss the DeMario sit down, but they had the
Okay, so I'm a little confused of what's going on. So like on Monday or Tuesday, I don't know, I kinda watched them all at the same time, so I don't really know which episode is which. But so the interview when they had Wells and Alexis and Raven.
That was this week.
Right. But then when they went to Corinne, okay, so this is also why shit is fucked up, right?
You saw Corinne.
My friend saw Corinne at Bloomingdale's. She needed to brush her hair. She did not purchase a hairbrush. That's all.
So she went in and was like, I need to brush my hair?
No. Her hair just needed to be brushed in general.
Oh,
it was a rat's nest. So I was watching this. So when they did the Corinne interview, I was watching the people who were behind her in the audience. Because I was like, when were all these taped? They didn't do like all these different different interviews. So the DeMario one was taped like 10 minutes before her because it's the same people behind Corinne that were behind DeMario.
Good eye.
Now, I did not watch the DeMario interview, but I only watched when they were showing Corinne what he had said.
Yeah.
So, and I noticed the same girl in a navy dress was behind him, behind both of them in their interviews. Well,
today, they were featured today hugging.
And she was kissing his cheek.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Either ABC paid them off.
Okay.
Or I think they're just like, kind of like, we both just drank way too much and hooked up.
Yeah.
And like, they're not like ashamed of it.
Yeah, I don't, it's, the whole thing's like really confusing. And then it's like, did ABC actually set, did anything even happen? Did ABC like concoct this whole thing?
It's just like a bizarre, I couldn't imagine that they would like purposely do any of this because this is like damaging for people's like real life.
Wait, so I'm looking up the TMZ article right now.
Yeah.
And so I guess in the video, DeMario says, my PR is going to hate this in the morning. Of Corinne jumping in his arms. So that's interesting.
I don't think either of them have, like, ill will for each other or anything.
I agree. I like that both of them. Well, I mean, I like that she never blamed him. Mm-hmm. I think she was basically, like, I think we kind of said this before. Like, I think she basically was hoping, like, I think she got too drunk and it's all taped, so she's going to be on TV doing this
stuff. Well, and she said she was on a new medication. She's blaming it on a medication and drinking.
Yeah, but I think what happened is she just got embarrassed that this was going to be shown, especially because she had a boyfriend at the time. And I think she just thought that, like, at some point, instead of letting her make a fool of herself, that someone would have stepped in, and that's why she felt like a victim. That's what I think at the end of it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that was depressing and everything. But let's talk about something even more depressing. What would you do if you were born with scallop fingers?
This whole scallop finger
Christmas
thing?
First off, these girls are so bitchy.
Oh my gosh. They're like Amanda and freaking whoever that was, like giggling to her face about her. I'm like,
oh my God. Amanda's like,
that's like mean girl status.
How are you eating? Amanda's voice.
Amanda is like little Minnie Mouse. She is disgusting. I think she's a vile human being.
She's not even pretty. I'm sorry. No, her face is very strange to me. I think she's pretty. Take that back. I don't think she's like this hot. Becca Tilly is still like the most gorgeous, I think, of the bachelorettes, of the bachelor people.
Yeah. But she has like over a million followers. I'm like, what?
God, we just want 10,000.
I know.
10K by Labor Day. But no, these girls are such mean girls. And they're, like, calling her scallop fingers.
But like, they're not, like, cool mean girls like us.
Like, right. Like, I think I would probably be, like, remember that one time you ate scallops? Oh, my God. You were, like, scallop fingers. Like, I'd probably say it to her face, too, because it's a funny joke, right? And then, like, that's it. Like, not behind her face. Or behind her back.
Yeah.
Maybe and behind
Alexis
her back
is, like, she took scallops to go, and then she ate them after 2 hours in the car, and then she touched my shoulder with her scallop fingers.
Well,
and
the funniest part is,
dude, Alexis, your eyelashes are falling off,
and your boobs are—you got a horrible fake boob job.
Yeah.
And the bar that they were going to is the Bungalow, which is like so typical where they would go. Bungalow is this place in Santa Monica where literally it's where the bachelors breed.
D-listers.
It's just, it's like the cool place to be. It's at the Fairmont Hotel. And it's like, all you do is, everybody is more beautiful than the next person. And all people do is they go with their group of friends and they only talk to their group of friends. And then they basically just judge everyone else around them.
Oh.
But the drinks are like, which is fun, right? But like the drinks are too expensive to do that. So it's like, like if I was paying like $8 a drink, I would be into it. But like,
I'm paying
14 or 15. I'm like, oh, I could do. And Santa Monica's far. I would just rather do. Like, that's what I do in West Hollywood instead.
Right. Yeah. Like, who talks to people when they're out? Never. Yeah.
But also, Jasmine's disgusting.
Jasmine is nuts. And it's like, clearly Matt was not into you. And
Matt now. Yeah. Okay. I saw we were following somebody new. And I was like, who is this? And then I saw.
He's hot.
He's adorable.
He's cute. I think we can hit it off.
Are you gonna DM him? Why don't you send him a DM right now too?
Okay.
I just thought Matt was like, he's sweet, right? Because he wants to be the nice guy. So, but it's like, hey, Jasmine, like every time you try to make out with him, he's not into it. And for her to be like,
he's like pushing her away.
Like for her to be like, going after Scallop Fingers about going on a date with him, I was like, Jasmine, it takes two to tango. If he goes on the date, he wants to go.
Right.
So maybe he's trying to get away from you.
Yeah. And then, like...
And he left.
Yeah, then
he... Like, he left because she forced him to leave.
Yeah. But then, wait, why is everyone into Scallop Fingers? So then the Tinkle Monster comes in, a.k.a. Doctor, and they go on a date. But, like, I feel like everyone likes Scallop Fingers.
Maybe like, they're Jack big fans. Stone's
upset.
Okay, first off, I fuck Alexis as well. Do not, if you played a game, he's trying to like be kind of impressive towards Alexis, right? He like kind of likes her. I didn't watch last week, so I'm assuming they went out on a date where he's kind of into her.
He's into her, yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, let's play What's in My Mouth, which is never a good game to start with.
That's a horrible game.
Yeah, like you've learned that the hard way. What? It was a cookie dipped in hot sauce. What are you talking about? Anyways, if some person tried to stick a dead rotting crab in my mouth, I would fucking take a goddamn fucking knife and I would pop one of her implants. Like, that's so that's fucking
good.
Rude.
That's pretty good.
It's just so rude. Like, yeah. And then she's like, what are you upset about? It's just a prank. I'm like, I would love to see someone stick a dead rotting crab in your mouth, you disgusting little vile piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't like Alexis.
No, and I'm glad she got fucking sent home. Did she get sent home?
No.
Oh, she's still there. Oh, never mind.
I also, I'm not liking Deanie Babies. All he wants to do is fuck D'Lo. I did some research.
I
would have a mental breakdown. She's literally like, the orphanage is better than, is worse than, oh wait.
She's like, when I ate my mommy's lipstick and got sent to foster care, that was better than seeing Dean with D'Lo.
The orphanage was better than paradise. No, why? She ate lipstick, right? Her mom would feed her lipstick. Yeah, that was the
she's
thing,
like,
right?
You're pretty on the outside, but you need to be pretty on the inside.
Eat this
she's
lipstick.
She's like, nom, nom, nom. Anyways.
She's like, maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it. I wasn't. I'm in the hospital, in the foster care. Wait, so I did some research.
Okay.
Dean's ex-girlfriend looks exactly like D'Lo. Who are Dean's celebrity crushes? Brenda Song and Lucy Liu.
Oh, so he has a type.
What is the defining factor of all of these women?
Asian. Okay.
So, poor Christina, you can't help how you were born.
Russian's not cutting it.
But obviously he's like, but even to like Christina, he's like, D'Lo is hot, but you're very interesting.
Right.
And she's like, okay. And then
if I was Christina, I'd be packing my bags and going back to her.
Yeah, I'd be like, but she wants flat tummy tea endorsements, so she has to stay.
Yeah.
It's just like, Christina, all these women need to have respect for themselves and not just try to be on a TV show. Like Raven fucking over her friend Sarah for Adam.
Wait, Adam's hot. I always said that.
Yeah, he's cute. But like.
But he has that weird doll.
Oh, is Adam Jr. on the show? Oh, let's talk about, what did you think about Wells and his puppetry? Like, was Wells also a
lame?
Was he also
lame.
A mean girl?
No, I thought he was lame. It's like, you can't even, he's not even a ventriloquist. That's what
he doesn't even have a skill set.
I kept on thinking the whole time, I'm like, why does he have puppets? He's not a ventriloquist. Like,
his mouth is wide open. We can see him talking.
That's what I kept on thinking the whole time. I was like, this is lame. I was like, if your mouth wasn't moving, it'd be way cooler.
But I think I couldn't figure out why they were trying to make him the bartender. Were they trying to see if he could be the bachelor?
Apparently, they're trying to get Americans jobs in Mexico. They were trying to reverse roles.
Yeah, he's like, we're only building a wall where you can go over, but they can't come in.
And they can work down there.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. And Kristen, and when he kept making fun of her boob job, I was like, literally everybody on that show has a boob job.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think of the return of Canadian Bacon?
Is there something wrong with him mentally?
No,
legitimately asking.
I think he completely, like,
That's his character on the show.
But, like, I'm not, like...
Lacey's down with it.
Lacey just wants to be fucked.
Well, she might be.
But, like, when he's like, oh, so I'm stuck with the scraps.
Oh, my God. To her face.
And she just is like, I was waiting for you. And he's like, so it's just you? And scallop fingers are my two choices. I was like,
so bad.
And she's like, yeah, me.
Jack Stone's like, I want scallop fingers.
And, like, it's just very interesting because they all keep going. They're, you know what? Didn't I say this on the pod before about how I feel that this needs to be turned into? That you can't keep giving the rose to the same person.
Oh, kind of like Survivor of...
Yeah, what do we call... Oh, it's Hotel Paradise.
Temptation Island, kind of.
Temptation. Yeah. We talked about this before because I remember my friend Casey, shout out. Thanks for listening. Was texting me what the name of the show was. Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't believe you don't remember. Like, I'm sorry. I failed you.
Wait. There was something... Okay. Raven's not gonna find love on this season, so what do you think?
I feel like she's do you want me to spoiler alert it for you right now?
Oh, I was like hoping she was gonna be the next Bachelorette.
No, she's annoying. She's also mean girl. I'm over her. She stole Sarah. She knew Sarah was into Adam.
So they're together now in real life.
Maybe okay. Someone saw Raven with her new boyfriend. Someone in San Francisco, actually.
Oh, I saw she was up here.
Yeah, she was with him and they saw her. And she's with him.
Okay.
Yeah, but so also, what do you think about Taylor and Derek?
Well, I heard something today as well.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, they got engaged.
Also, it's like, spoiler alert. Like, why don't you just wait?
Yeah.
Why are we announcing it? ABC's
blowing it.
ABC is just like, I think they're trying to like get some sort of good press or something. I'm not sure, but like, it's like Taylor and her emotional intelligence are annoying. Yeah. They're too serious for being like 2 weeks into a relationship.
Cause she's sober.
Oh God, that's right. She's so fucking boring.
I mean, I can never, ever date. It's called, what is it called? Teetotaler? What are they called? A teetotaler?
Sure.
No, what's it called? My mom says it.
What? Someone who doesn't drink? Sober person?
Yeah, it's called like a tea toddler or a teetotaler.
What?
I have to Google it.
A teetotaler. A person who never drinks alcohol. A teetotaler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not using that word in my... I don't ever want to have to use that word because I don't want to know.
How do you spell it?
TEETOTALER. Teetotaler.
I think it's like what, like...
Yeah, literally.
Older, not toddler. Can you see? Not toddler. Teetotaler.
Right here. Can you see? I'm showing you.
Yeah, teetotaler.
Teetotaler.
Teetotaler. Yeah, my mom always says that.
Oh, Carmy. Anyways, I don't like that. They're fine. Like, I'm not going to watch a wedding of them, though. I could care less.
No. No.
Mm-mm. What else are you watching? Anything good now with fall coming up? Are there any good shows?
The Lacey Peterson thing is amazing. Me, I'll watch.
Are you watching Flipping Out?
Oh yeah, I love Jeff.
You guys,
Lewis. The baby's gonna.
Who loves Jeff Lewis? I love Jeff Lewis. I love Gage.
I think Jeff Lewis and I would get along with Shannon, and we'd all go out and have dirty martinis together. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Jeff thinks that the OG of the OC needs to go? You guys, that was Mary's balloon. All the air just got out.
Well, she's a fan. I just think we need to, like, be respectful.
Yeah, first off, you should always respect the OG. She's the first housewife.
Yeah.
Like, and just, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Big Brother, you guys, and that's a commitment. I just wanted you guys to know that I'm committed to not having a life and only watching TV.
Wait, I heard Survivor's good now.
Mary, get on the train. Please watch Survivor.
It starts
at the end of this month. It is, you guys, if you guys are not watching Survivor, you need to watch Survivor because it is a fantastic show. I think I always want to think that, like, that I want to go on that.
We could be like, what's her name from Southern Charm? She was four.
Oh, Chelsea. But then I think,
better get on this season and... Austin too.
Austin, yes. And then they're saying maybe T-Rab's new girlfriend.
I heard about that. He like bought her a place to stay because she lives in Santa Barbara to stay when she's in town.
Ugh. She can't have the guest house? Oh, no, because...
No, he got a new place.
Oh, so where are the children living now?
They're all in one roof together.
Oh, why is it that Catherine started following Thomas on Instagram again? And I just want to tell her, no, honey, no.
She's, like, always going to chase that.
I know. She can't help it. She loves him.
Yeah.
They're their own Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. Shakespeare.
We have to go, everyone. Thanks for judging with us.
Tomorrow's Friday. Listen, you can listen to us, TGIF.
When you have your half day tomorrow at work, which hopefully most of you do. Mary, do you have a half day at school for Labor Day weekend?
No. But so many kids are leaving, so I'm going to have like an easy afternoon.
What are you doing for Labor Day weekend, by the way, before we go?
I'm going to Ocean Beach, which is, we're like in a heat wave right now. It's never hot here. And supposedly the beach is going to be nice, a real beach.
Where is Ocean Beach?
The beach right by my house.
Oh, who are you going with?
Some coworkers.
Oh, okay. That was, I'm sure that there's something else I probably shouldn't know, so I'll just keep it with that. I will be at a wedding, and I will be at an Indian wedding. A 4-day wedding. It is going to be in Solvang, where it is currently 95 degrees. Thank God I'm wearing black. Thank God I'm wearing black. Anyways, we will have...
And then you start your first day at your new job.
Yeah, everyone, I got a new job, so it's very exciting. So next Tuesday, I'll be doing that. So I will give you all an update, because I'm sure you're probably sitting on the edge of your seat being like, how was her first day? All right, so remember, your homework is to get at least, you know, 1 to 2 friends to follow us on Instagram.
Please, just till Labor Day.
Just till Labor Day. Just let them know it's just until September 5th. September 5th, yes. Tuesday rolls around, they can be done.
They can let go of us.
And then write us a review because we love them. And send us a DM because
if you want to see that Brita Baker post.
Yes.
Oh, Wendy just... and
And John the brother.
Yeah. Okay, let's let yes. these people go.
All right, thanks everyone.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.